At a ceremony attended by 24 politicians and law enforcement officers, Ralph Northam signed bills that will add new offenses to the list of convictions that trigger collection of DNA, criminal trespass, and assault and battery. Albemarle County Sheriff Chip Harding, who led the drive to expand the database, got lawmakers to include indecent exposure in 2015, a category that could have saved two college students, Morgan Harrington and Hannah Graham, from the clutches of Jesse Matthew Jr.
A lot of people don't know it, but Jesse Matthew's father was convicted of that a year after the Fairfax rapes. So if it had been in the data bank at that time and we'd done a familiar search, it would have said, it's not Jesse Matthew Sr., but who is he kin to? Does he have a son? Does he have a brother? Jesse would have been a suspect at that point. Morgan would be with us today.
Morgan Harrington's mother, Jill, expressed gratitude and said she and her husband would continue to work for further expansion of the database.
We have lots of good to do, and we're not tired yet, and when we run out of things to do, maybe then we'll rest.
The mother of Hannah Graham agreed other misdemeanors recommended by the state's crime commission should be added to the list.
7 offenses were recommended for inclusion and only 2 got into the bill, but that's a really positive start. It means that what happened to Hannah will not happen to another young woman in the same way, because now somebody who's convicted of criminal trespass will have their DNA taken. And had that been done in 2010, Jesse Matthew would have been connected to previous heinous crimes, and he would have been in jail.
Lawmakers did consider adding domestic assault, petty larceny, destruction of property, obstruction of justice, and concealing merchandise, but the state's crime commission estimated that would generate more than 16,000 new samples for processing, and lawmakers could not find funding to increase the state's crime lab enough to process all that DNA. Sheriff Harding said passage of the legislation was a bipartisan effort. He offered thanks to Republican Delegate Rob Bell.
One of the chairmen of the finance committees, one night when they could not find the money to fund this, Rob went to him and offered to give up money on a bill that had been approved for funding. So, Rob, we appreciate that, man.
And to Republican prosecutor Robert Tracy, who pushed for early introduction of the bill.
I thought we needed to wait another year. I'd just been down there with Jill Harrington and thought the General Assembly needed a little more of a breather. And he said, no breathing for them. Let's go for it. So we got with the Grahams and they jumped on board and off we went. Thank you, Robert.
Delegate David Toscano, a Democrat and sponsor of the House bill, assured the public that this change would not deprive innocent people of their privacy.
We're not taking DNA from people who've been charged with a crime. It's only people who've been convicted of a crime. Folks kind of get that confused sometimes. They're worried about being in a database when they've not been convicted of anything, and that's not the case here.
And Secretary of Public Safety Brian Moran, also a Democrat, added that expanding the DNA database would not only mean putting more guilty people behind bars, but could exonerate more of the innocent. I'm Sandy Houseman.